Thank you all for coming. If you need, as always, some more seats in the back. Guys, don't all crowd around the door. Guys, there are plenty of seats in the front. If you need more chairs, you go next door. Great. So today, we are going to be wrapping up, actually, Chazar week with a jam-packed finish of Kavush Hariyu Kimavushal, and then leading into the sugya of Shir Kavush. Really one in the same sugya. We're going to put them up because Kavush Hariyu Kimavushal, as we'll see, was quite lengthy. And Amir Tashem, we will be a chozer. So, the basic gist of Kavush Hariyu Kimavushal, just as an introduction, is of what exactly does that mean? Kavush Hariyu Kimavushal, how seriously do we take that? Is that only in Basar B'Cholov, not in Basar B'Cholov Shabbos? What's the difference between those two? And then we're going to take a hard right turn and discuss Chazakos. Specifically, Chazakos with Reyesas, Shev Shmaises, Shari Yoshers, Tazes, Nikudas HaKesefs. It's going to get wild. So, buckle up. So, the Gemara continues its discussion. First it says, Malach HaRei Kroseach. And now it says, Kavush Hariyu Kimavushal. So the Gemara discussed in Pesachim, right, again, by Basar B'Cholov, is it a Chiddush? You need fire. Without fire, it's not Chayav. Fine, right, the Gemara says, it's a Chiddush. You would have thought that if you soak milk in meat for, we'll see, hold off on the length of time, guys, it should be considered cooking, Kamash Malan, by without fire. In Basar B'Cholov, you're not Chayav. But the question is, why isn't Kavush Kimavushal? What is the nekuda that Kavush is missing that Mavushal has? So there are two ways. Either you could say, it's heat. There is no heat, and so since there's no heat, it's not called. Or, there's something halachically lacking here. It's not called cooking. As we see, you're allowed to cook even in the sun on Shabbos, right? Bishul B'Chama on Shabbos is fine. So clearly, that would be the need for a flame. Right? So then again, what is it? Is it because you need flame, you need heat, or because you need a halachic shame cooking? Some chesinach ask a similar kasha about the korban pesach. What if someone, right? We know there's an iser. There's a chiyuv of roasting the korban pesach and iser of cooking the korban pesach. So what if a guy says, "I'm going to be your smart guy. I'm going to cook in the sun." Sorry, if you soak a korban pesach. So he says your pot of tzuris is either because there's no fire or because it's not called cooking. But again, right back to our thing: is it a halachic din of not cooking or it's a physical thing of lacking sun? So then we bring it back to Shabbos real quick. Again, we say Bishul B'Chama is totally fine. What if you want to be kovish on Shabbos? So either it should be mutter. Gemara says it's aser, either because it's a derabanan according to the Rambam, or comes with Yehonas and Ipshus in the crazy placey, and says it's a deoraisa since it's a kovish kimavushal. But then, if we're going to say that according to both the Rambam and according to Yehonas and Ipshus, it's you're chayev for doing it on Shabbos, right? You say Basar B'Cholov, you're not chayev, but Shabbos you are. So either derabanan deoraisa, in the chanami. Why? What's the difference between Shabbos and Basar B'Cholov? So, going back to our first chakira about the deficiency. If the deficiency lies in halachic cooking, fine. So then maybe the halachic term of cooking is different from Basar B'Cholov and Shabbos. But if we're saying it's a physical din, there's no, without fire, it's not called halachic, it's not called cooking. So it's nothing to discuss then. There's no fire in either case. So then, right, kind of looking back, we had a good archetype for this, and that was Bishul B'Chama on Shabbos. We said that's not considered cooking. So why not? Maybe if we learn why that's different, so we can kind of understand why it should be different. Kavush on Shabbos is different than Kavush by Basar B'Cholov. So why is Bishul B'Chama not cooking on Shabbos? Comes Rashi and says it's not Lav Derech Bishul. It needs to be Derech Bishul. Aye, but is Lav Derech Bishul a p'tor in Kolter Kul or only in Shabbos? We said, cooking the Korban Pesach in the sun, things of that nature. Again, lav derech b'shula, and therefore, clearly, it is only it's a din of kol torah kula. This thing called lav derech b'shula would be a p'tor in kol torah kula. Right, we just quoted briefly. What if someone writes to get with their left hand? Unclear. What if you're going to be chayev? Is it a din in the maisa that's called a weird maisa, or that's called a weird totsah? Meaning, is that the same thing as flicking on the light on Shabbos with your elbow, or is that called, eating raw chalev? Right, so, fine. So that's the question. So then, kind of, Rebbe said the other way. Right, that was Rashi. Rashi said the reason why you're putter for cooking in the sun on Shabbos is because it's a din, it's lav derech bishula. Comes with Shlomo Zalman and says, no, the p'tur of Bishul B'Shabbos in the sun, don't do it about bishul, it's because you need eish. Without a real fire, you're putter. And therefore, we're going to bring another raya, Chami Tiveria. And he says, if Chami Tiveria, if it was all about being normal, so why didn't Chaim Tveri, they should ask if that's normal, that should have been Hemshich of the Gemara. It wasn't that way. And again, Rebbe said, very interestingly, the Nachman, between the two understandings, that it's because fire, or Lav Derech Bishulo, would be a microwave. Right? When Moshe wrote Tshuva about microwaves, people didn't use them so often, but he said, I think people will. And so then it would change. If it's Derech Bishulo, so it would be Chaya, but if it's just because there's no fire, so there's still no fire. Fine. That was just. So now, we're just taking it back to our Chakira again. Right? We said we had a Chakira. What is the Chisaron in cooking without fire? Is it because there's no fire, or because it's not halakha cooking? Right? Then we said, right, so we said, if you call like Rav Shlomo Zalman, the chazon like a fire, you can't be mechalik between bishul by Basar B'chalav and Bishul Shabbos. It's the same thing. Bishul, it needs fire. Wait a minute. But if you say it's about normal, so efshir, there's what the mei mechalik, then maybe you could say that the din of Basar B'chalav, being kavish Basar B'chalav, is so weird that no one ever cooked Basar B'chalav like that, so you'd be putter, because it's lav derech bishul. But cooking on Shabbos, it actually be chayv. Efshir, that's what we want to be mechalik between the two. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, let's take a step back though. Can you use the kavush for Erev Tavshilin? That should be a good raya whether or not it's really called kavush or not. He said, don't bring me a raya to that because it's the lower form of cooking because of the Rabbanan. He said, Marur also, it's lost its taste, nothing to do with kavush being cooking, it just changed its flavors. So again, Rebbe said, Efshir, that's how you can understand the Chakira between Basar B'chalav and Shabbos. He kind of brought out the crazy uplazy. The difference is whether or not it's a different din in the actual cooking process. That the cooking process are differences, and therefore once the cooking process is differences, therefore you can be putter in one and not in the other, because Derech Bishul is important. Derech Bishul on Shabbos is different than Derech Bishul for Basar B'chalav. That was the first kind of half of the Sugya. Shabbos versus Basar B'chalav, Derech Bishul, Lav Derech Bishul, differences in the Peturim of Shabbos versus Kol Torah Kula about crazy places, using your elbow versus the din in the Maisa, whether it's a din in the Maisa or not, right? Chame Tiveria, Shlomo Zalman, that was the first half. Then we took a turn, and based off Kavosh to Mevushal, we quoted the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes that Safik Mevushal in Shari Surim is Aser, but Safik Mevushal in Basar B'chalav is Derabanan. Why? Clearly, Safik Derabanan L'Chomer in Shari Surim, Safik Derabanan L'Kula in Basar B'chalav. Comes the Taz, I think. Wait a minute! We have a Chazaka Meikara. Originally, what was it? Meat. Kosher meat. Now it should be Kosher meat. Why do you have a suffix being motzi a chazaka? Comes in a kiddush hakesef, it says no, but it's a chazaka with a reisa. Right now, it's in this milk, it looks bad. So therefore, it shouldn't be. Fine, so that's the first effort. We have the Ramah. Let's make sure we don't get confused. The Ramah, who said suffix kavish asr and shari surim. But comes the Taz, says we have a chazaka. Comes in a kiddush hakesef, it says a chazaka reisa. So we should go back and we have a good defense for the Ramah. Comes the Shev Shmaitza, on the kiddush hakesef, says, what are you talking about? Chazaka with a reisa doesn't make a difference, and I'll bring you a raya. He looks at the Gemara Nida on Daf Beis Min Aleph. The Gemara Nida says, a woman checks herself. She's Tahora. Fine. 3 days later, she checks herself again. And now there's blood. Do we say anything she touched in the 3 days in between is now Tahor? Is now Tameh? Or do we say, no, she had a Chazaz Kashrus until the Bedika? So it says, really, L'chor is Machol Kishamay and Hillel. We say, Daya Shaitan. But at the end of the day, the Gemara really says that we trust her as of right now. Whether she went back 24 hours, it's a Chumra Ba'alma, fine. But really, we trust the one right now. So clearly, even though there's a Reisa to the Chazaka right now, we still go bust her the chazaka, and she should be fine. And so therefore, back to our case, Safek Kavush, even though it's a reis, so you still have a chazaka. But then, the Shev Shmaisa says, there's another Gemara, sorry, about a guy who touched a guy at night, think he's sleeping. Turns out the next morning, he's dead. The Gemara there says that we view your touching last night as if you touched a dead guy. Cheskas alive when you touched him. Tosfos already in Erevin already explains that no, that's because it's a chomer by truma. Then fine, that was it specifically for Gachem, right? So then, but just kind of as a very basic question on this whole idea of chazaka de reisa, the makor for chazaka comes from Bais Menuga, that a house that has a Menuga, it's the kohen goes and says kineg nearly bais, I think I see a nega. He goes outside, points to the house and said tame. Wait a minute. There, that's the source for chazaka, and yet there's no reisa there. No reisa there, then how could every other case of chazaka have a reisa? Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, no, there is a reisa. I'll give you a beautiful reisa. The next week, Kohen comes back, and it's tiny. Do we say anyone who went in the house in between is tar? No. We go bust with the chazaka still, even though there's a reisa now. And therefore, says the Shmaisa, there's a reisa, chazaka with a reisa still works. Aye, but then, so if Chazak with the Reisa works, we got rid of the Nekudas HaKes of Kasha on the Taz, so now we're back to the Taz with Kasha on the Ramah, why don't we follow the Chazak? Yeah? Then, says says the Sheva Shmaya, so I'll explain to you exactly why. Look at, you had a kosher piece of meat, right? Kosher piece of meat. Now what? Still a kosher piece of meat. There just happened to be some bleias in there. You can't employ chazakah just because there's some bleias in there. The piece of meat was the same as it was as it is now. But there happened to be some bleias in it. So don't give me this chazakah business. There's no chazakah. Right? That's how the Shmaya explains it. There is nothing. But then comes Rav Shimon in Shar Yosha. It says, no, it's not true. In Achanami, if you look at the actual Cheftza, it was kosher, now it's still kosher plus puzzle, but it's still, we can hold it. But if you look at the whole picture, so we're saying, in Achanami, things have changed though. You had a kosher piece of meat, now you have a tamei piece of meat. So you should, the Chaticha has really, the situation's changed. So therefore, we should go based on the situation originally, the Chazaka originally. And therefore, he says, maybe you should be able to follow the Chazaka. So that's Machlokes Shmaya and Yosher. Interestingly, what about Chaticha Nasis Nevela? If you hold Chaticha Nasis Nevela seriously, that Chaticha is no longer a regular kosher piece of meat, now it's considered a Nevela, then what? So then, the thing has changed, therefore you're allowed to go bust with the Chazaka. So again, so just, and then, but if you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela, it's that kosher piece of meat, it's the same kosher piece of meat plus a Bliya. And therefore you can't go bust with Chazaka. So it emerges, is if you're Machmir Chaticha Nasis Nevela and really hold, like Rabbi Kiva Eger and Das Rabbeinu Tam, that Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a real din, come back to this case, you're going to be able to more make yil because you can follow the chazaka because it changed. And then you can go to the Taz. But if you're make yil over there, you can't. You have to be makhler over here. That was how we kind of touched Rav Shimon with the Shev Shmaitza with the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef with the Ramah. Gishmak. Okay, wonderful. Then comes the Rabbi Kiva Eger again. It says, Aser, right, this case of Safek Havash. Right. Basar B'chalav or make yil. We said Safek Darban Lekula. Rabbi Kiva Eger comes and says, you can't cook that piece of meat. If you actually would have cooked it and kavach would have been real mevushal, so what could you have done? You can go and cook that piece of meat repeatedly. Enjoy that meat. So then perhaps is there another? So why lechora it should be based off ein bishalach or bishal? We know there's din by Shabbos. If something's cooked already, it's dry, it's still hot. You can store it back in Devon, no problem. Ein bishalach or bishal. But is that only din by Shabbos? Ein bishalach or bishal is din in the Mishkan, but that's the primary God that wants to touch. So then how do you understand this? Why would you not be allowed to cook? Or if it would have been cooking, why can you then go and cook it again? So comes the Badei Shulchan and says no, because you're misunderstanding the din of basar b'chalav. What's the answer of cooking basar b'chalav? That's creating basar b'chalav. And if you already created basar b'chalav, so what you're cooking now already has shame basar b'chalav, so you're allowed to go and recook it. And that's why, specifically when you didn't cook it, when if kavash is not mevushal, then it's going to be aser. But if kavash is mevushal and you already cooked it, so it's fine. That was how we ended off with the fine. So again, let's go through. We wanted to know the difference between kavash ke mevushal by Shabbos versus basar b'chalav. We said that there are two ways of understanding: is lack of fire, or is it halachic, whether or not it's derech bishulo halachic cooking. So we said if you go down the fire route, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, there's nothing to discuss. If you go down the derech bishulo route, which you said by Chami Taveria, it exists, so clearly there's a Torah lab derech bishulo. Then there's what to discuss. Maybe halachic cooking is different by those two. We brought in the Eglei Tal, who said that the difference in the Maisa versus a difference in the Gavra, right? And so therefore there clearly are differences between the term of Shabbos, i.e., like flipping on light with your elbow versus eating chaylev, for example. You're not putter just because you eat chaylev while you're standing on your head. Then we said maybe that's the difference, that by Shabbos there's a specific din of mevushal, and that the mevushal by Shabbos is different than mevushal by basar b'chalav, and therefore we can be mechalek between the two about what's called derech bishula. Then we said right, fire back to the microwave din. Then we went to the chazaka route, right? We quoted our mavos and safek kavash asur by shari sur. Taz thought there should be a chazaka. Then the Kudat HaKesef said, no, it's the Chazak of the Reza. Then the Shemaitz said, no, such thing as the Chazak of the Reza. So then, but he doesn't hold the Chadir and Asin the Vila, and therefore there's no Chazak in the first place to get rid of the Taz Kasha. The Shari Yosha says, no, the Shemaitz is wrong, and there really is a Chazak in the first place to get rid of the, and therefore get rid of it. That was the very galachas about how to understand that case. And then, Psach, it's Ali Kavush, whether or not Aim Bishalach or Bishal, or because you're not actually creating Basar B'chalav if it already cooked with Basar B'chalav before. Okay, that was the Gitan, a long one, challenging one, a lot to keep in mind in that one. 11's a little lighter. It's very quick, short and to the point, right? Because we spoke a lot about last against the Gitan. We said, Kavash ke Mevushal. Okay, so if it's Kavash, they just view the Mevushal. Simple question, how much? How much Kavash is considered Mevushal? So Gemara Bar Zara says there are bleias in the wine in a container from a non-Jew, so you need to take it out for 3 days, right? 3 days, keep it soaking, 3 days, take it out, comes to Mordechai and says, beautiful riot. Ki isuro kachatero, the same way it needs to be 3 days of soaking, so it needs to be 3 days of soaking to get rid of the blaze. Comes the Rosh and talks about a case of a mouse that falls into a barrel of beer. The Rosh says, why is that us there? It's cold. The Rosh says, clearly must be 24 hours. Then the question is, okay, so right now we have 3 days and 24 hours, but what? What is considered kavush? So he said, Rashi, every time it says kavush, he translates that as chometz. Everyone else agrees and says not just vinegar, other things as well. The question is, though, is there a difference between salty things and everything else? So comes the Rashi.
According to Rashi, let's say Rashi had a piece of meat soaking in milk. After 24 hours passed by.
Or better, don't use Basra Khalif, just use like any, like, he had tree, like, he was soaking something in treifus. In treifus for 24 hours. I don't know if he would even, like, would he say that's totally mutter? Right, is that what he would say?
No, I'm saying, let's say, you have Basra Khalif, 24 hours, take it out, raw piece of meat, it's a piece of meat, and now
right.
Wash it off, and cook it.
Right. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like if you have, like, mamish, like, a piece of meat soaking in treif chicken soup for 24 hours, it doesn't matter. 30 hours, just take it off, wash it off, and keep going, because kavush is only chometz. That's what it sounds like, no?
Yeah.
That's how I understood in Shir. I don't know if that's, I don't know, because that sounds very intense.
Yeah, I don't think we don't hold it.
Right.
I think it's like, we hold like the rush.
The rush straight through. The question is, like, when the Gemara talks about, like, kavush kavushal by Basar B'chalav again, so what does Rashi do with that? Rashi can't say Basar B'chalav is talking about chometz. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be chalav. That's the case.
And maybe there's some acidic type of
right.
Of milk.
Right. I don't know. That's true.
Because buttermilk is very acidic.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I don't know. Because it's a good question. I don't know what Rashi does with these gemaras that sound like it's even other things. But we said in Shir, Rashi says clearly every time it says kavush, bechometz. Every time. Kavush, bechometz. So the fine. So we said the Mordechai, Mordechai said 3 days. The Rashi said 1 day. The Maharam Eronberg also said 1 day from the case of the mouse. Then we said, oh, even though you need a full day, that there are other things that could be less. Right? You have something salty. Something is milk, it's yom, but if it's salty, it's sheer changes, and we say melech kerasayach, right? And therefore, the cooking, it's less. Then we said, oh, kolor machluxin beis yosef in the shach, what about vinegar? Oh, nope. The shach says, no, vinegar is not salty. It's a din and salty, not a din or anything else. So then, halacha, what do we say? So we say, we follow the rush, 24 hours, salty, less. How much? Probably 18 minutes, whatever. Right. The Mishnah told you can't use soaked vegetables, but the Chok Yaakov says don't be so kanoish on people who soak the vegetables. We can follow Rashi in that case, not the biggest deal in the world. Fine. Then the Acharonim quote from the Esrei Behet.
Also, according to Rashi, we have a problem because Tom, do you have this?
No, what do you mean?
Chok Yaakov says that according to Rashi, soaking water is not a problem, and then what about the Rush?
Oh, it's the Yoredeya versus Maror?
Or even Maror, the only disqualifying factor is Tom, and soaking in water wouldn't disqualify even according to the Rosh.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah, because Maror, right, I have Maror things are different, it wouldn't follow the same dinim as a factor, probably because it all follows Tom as opposed to Blias. Fair, yeah, okay, good point. And therefore he said, so we can be Motis Chus on Klal Yisrael for that, either because of Al Rosh, or because even within the Rosh, perhaps Maror is different than Yoredeya. Then we say, what you have a drop of milk, right, that falls in a fleshig ben yomo pot. Right? Milk, fleshig ben yomo pot. So they say there's no such things as... There's no such thing as it's like an usher. It can't be usher here. Why not? Because it's going to be soaking there for 20 hours, let's say. 20 hours, so it hasn't... There are no bleas yet. It's not kavush. It needs 24 hours. But once the 24 hours hit, it's no longer no seitam. So it's either you have less than 20 hours, in which case it's not kavush, or you have more than 24 hours, in which case it's no seitam of gam. So there's no way of explaining this. Comes Rabbi Yonasan Shiras and says, no, you're wrong. Because there's, even though he didn't say kavush kavush for 24 hours, he brings up the concept called tab kolish. That a little, it's not like the bleas are waiting there, like, oh, 23:58. 23:59, 24, and then they all pounce. No, slowly but surely, every single one of them is moving, and therefore, there are blaze. Some come slowly, but they can't be oser. Rebbe said, and right. So when does he say no sin talm of gam? He says that's only when it started off as no sin talm of gam, right? Not when it was like a trefa, which is more than 24 hours. Not this case of Basar B'chalav. But Rebbe said in Shir, he said it's very hard to understand this Mati Yonason. Because he says, if you think about it, what happens, right? The 8-hour mark, so some blias are coming out. So qualitatively, in the quality of the blia, that's a good blia. That's no setan, the shvach. 10-hour, 11-hour, still qualitative. The quality is great. Good, good, good. Comes 24 hours. Now you have quantitatively, you have enough blia, so to speak. But now qualitatively, it's no sintam lefgam. It's bad. So you're saying, you're kind of like splitting hairs both ways. On the one hand, you're saying no sintam lefgam. After 2, then you wait 20, after 24 hours. So qualitatively, only then. But quantitatively, only then, the amount. But before that, you had the good quality, and you had the no sintam lefgam, but you didn't have the quality. So, you didn't have the quantity. So Rebbe kind of just said, like, it's hard to put those two pieces together of what exactly is going on. How do you understand that?
This case is very different because, like, it's in this case, the mutter thing is the liquid and the usser thing is the kli.
What do you mean?
Because it was a...
It's milk.
I mean, if you're talking about the trait bowl of the nyoma,
right?
When you have cold soup in it, like, soup is what's the mutter thing.
And then the meat pot is what's causing...
The trait pot is right. That's what's... The kosher is like
extracting from the pot into the kosher soup as opposed to the other way.
I mean, I was also like maybe thinking about like the proof of God that we talked about by Kadesh and Vash about Vasa. So that there's a difference between Nosin Tam between Kli and Chaticha.
Oh, interesting. So
it's meaning in any way, even if you say like it would have just been the Rabban anyway.
Right, but there is a different inherent difference between the Kalim versus food to food. Interesting, that's good horror. Yeah, and so Rebbe just had the opportunity and said, I don't know exactly how to touch this. Like, if you're like, it's kind of splitting hairs. One time you're saying quantity, one time you're saying quality. How do you understand? So again, we saw three different understandings of what it means to your kavush. How much is it? Is it 1 day? Is it 3 days? And is there a difference between, or just chometz? And then is there a difference between vinegar and non-vinegar, salty, maror? Is there a head there about the cold milk and the fleishiks? Rebbe Yonason Eibshitz, Rebbe's kash on Rebbe Yonason Eibshitz. That is different than 10 and 11. And shkoyach, thank you all for coming. And we will see you tomorrow. Mirza Shem Yisbarach.